taunang ulat mula sa Human Rights Watch ay sumisiyasat sa kalagayan ng mga karapatang pantao sa mahigit 90 bansa. Inilabas ng Executive Director ng Human Rights Watch, Ken Roth, ang ulat na may katakot-takot na babala sa mundo.
The global rise of populists poses an extraordinarily dangerous threat to human rights. Human rights exist to protect people from governments. Yet today, a new generation of populists is reversing that role, claiming to speak for the people. They treat rights as an impediment to the majority will, a needless obstacle to defending the nation from perceived threats and evils.
Pinunad din ng taunang ulat ang mga pinuno ng Russia, China, Turkey para sa mga pag-crackdown o pagpigil sa mga tumututol at pinintasan si Bashar al-Assad ng Syria sa pag-target sa mga sibilyan. Sinabi ni Ginoong Roth, ang hindi pagpansin sa mga aral ng kasaysayan ay magdudulot sa atin ng mga panganib at ini-highlight niya ang kanyang sinasabi na nakakabahala na umuusbong nakalakaran sa buong mundo.
We see a similar scapegoating of asylum seekers, immigrants, and especially Muslims in Europe. Leading the charge have been Marine Le Pen in France and Geert Wilders in the Netherlands. But there are echoes of this intolerance in the Brexit campaign, the rhetoric of Viktor Orban in Hungary and Jaroslaw Kaczynski in Poland, and far-right parties from Germany to Greece. Throughout the European Union, officials and politicians hearken back to distant, even fanciful times of perceived national ethnic purity.
Sinabi ng Direktor ng Human Rights Watch Australia, Elaine Pearson, isang katulad na kalakaran ay maaaring umiral din sa Australia, ngunit sa mas mababang saklaw.
I think in Australia, although we're not seeing it to the same degree as other countries, certainly we have seen a resurgence in parties like One Nation that also are seeking to scapegoat minority communities, whether they be foreigners, whether they be refugees, whether they be Muslim communities.
Iniha-highlight ng ulat ang mga patuloy na alalahanin sa Australia kasama ng patakaran sa mga naghahanap ng asylum at pagtrato sa mga katutubong kabataan sa detensyon. Sinabi ni Elaine Pearson, habang ang Australia ay tinuturing na isang matatag na multikultural na demokrasya na may maraming karapatan at kalayaan, ilang isyu naman ay nananatiling hindi nabibigyang solusyon.
But where Australia is a real outlier compared to other particularly Western nations, is in its treatment of refugees and asylum seekers. And while certainly there is some concern that some European nations or political parties might be looking to Australia to adopt this approach, certainly we don't think that this is an approach that works. We don't think that you can penalise a couple of thousand people and leave them to languish in limbo for years in detention as a symbol of deterrence. You know, we'd be in dangerous territory if Europe or if other countries started to adopt similar policies.
Dagdag pa ni Pearson na habang pinagtibay ng Australia ang mga batas laban sa terorismo bilang tugon sa pandaigdigang banta ng terorismo, may mga alalahanin naman na maaaring maging labis ang mga batas na ito at maaaring makaapekto sa mga kalayaang sibil o kalayaan ng mga tao.
There's concern about control orders being extended to kids as young as 14, which would allow extreme limitations on their movement and communications. The other key area of concern with Australia's laws is post-sentence detention for people convicted of terrorism. And I think once the government is going down a path of allowing people to remain in prison without actually being tried for offences, this is really chipping away at fundamental rights under our laws.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile.